Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Two promises I made earlier this year will bear fruit on this and subsequent American Dissident Voices programs. One, I promised to myself and Chairman Williams that I would start featuring more content on this program and on nationalvanguard.org from our printed National Alliance bulletins, which are first seen by our members and supporters who, as one of the benefits of National Alliance membership, receive them in the mail every month. There is a lot of material in those bulletins that deserves further circulation. While respecting the long-established right of our members and supporters to get this content first, I will start with a several-week to several-month delay from first publication to feature some of these pieces on my radio broadcasts and on NV generally, starting today. By the way, the Bulletin is one of the longest-running, continuously published pro-white publications on this planet. Originally titled Action, it began in 1970, 660 months ago, when Dr. Pierce started running the National Youth Alliance. Since 2014 alone, when Will Williams took over its publication, we have published 124 monthly issues. Two, I promised myself that I would start writing some open letters to companies, corporations, organizations, and public officials about the issues that face white people today. It's a good time to do this. You should be doing it yourselves, in fact. And get the name National Alliance and our website URLs, natall.com, natvan.com, nationalvanguard.org, cosmotheistchurch.org, and whitebiocentrism.com out there in public view as much as possible. Like him or not, Donald Trump, despite his being attached at the hip to merit-based multiracialism and to some unsavory factions in the Jewish power structure, has nevertheless moved the Overton window of what is considered acceptable discourse very far in our direction recently. It's no longer a fringe belief to think that millions of non-white invaders should be deported, or that white South Africans are being mass murdered. White folks are emboldened, so much so that there was a vast outpouring of support, over $500,000 worth, when a white woman named Shiloh Hendricks of Somali-overrun Rochester, Minnesota, was caught on camera using the word quote-unquote nigger to describe a semi-Congoid thief rifling through her baby's diaper bag. The Jewish media, their lackeys in local government, and the usual suspects of color started their usual routine, doxing Ms. Hendricks, trying to get her fired and ostracized in her community, and in general trying to ruin her life. I used to live in Rochester myself and went through the same routine 25 years ago there for being an Alliance member and pro-white activist. Just a few years ago, white people would have remained silent, fearful that the same thing would happen to them. This time, though, in 2025, when Shiloh started a Give, Send, Go campaign to help her relocate farther away from white liberal madness and Jewish minority threats, whites responded by giving her around $700,000. Now it's true that Zionist killing machine trading stamps have depreciated a lot in recent years, but that probably is enough for Shiloh and her children to get a decent start in life elsewhere. White people are eager and ready for answers and solutions. Answers and solutions that the Alliance, and only the Alliance, can properly provide. Let's start letting these good folks know that we exist. I'll be returning to the topic of letter writing and activism in future programs. If you've written some letters of this kind or done other worthy public outreach as an Alliance member, please let me know so I can consider them for future broadcasts. Now, let's turn to some other equally meritorious activism as mentioned in the February 2025 issue of the National Alliance Bulletin. The introductory words are by our chairman, William White Williams. Longtime Alliance member R.B. in Arizona, who has been featured in past bulletins for purchasing at least 500 of our Saga of White Will comic books, 100 at a time, has written to us. I had asked him how he had been distributing the comics, and his reply should be useful to other members. Quote, "Dear Chairman Williams, you asked how I distribute my White Will comics. When Joe Biden was first elected president, his administration obtained the lease of a hotel in Scottsdale, Arizona. Then, in the dead of night, they sent in a fleet of buses to fill the hotel with illegal immigrants. Local residents of Scottsdale were really pissed off about this and organized protests. Local TV news showed them on the sidewalks holding picket signs. They sent a petition to the city government, but were told by the city that it had no control over what the federal government did. The hotel is only a block away from a local high school, and residents did not want these illegal immigrants interacting with the students. I decided to support the picketers in my own way. I drove out to the high school at night and distributed a few White Will comics where students would find them. Apparently, authorities caught the license plate of my truck on their security cameras. I got a call from a Scottsdale police detective and had to go to police headquarters, where he issued a no trespass order stating that I must stay away from Scottsdale public schools for 1 year. So, I took my campaign to another school district outside of Scottsdale and would place my comics on 3 benches on sidewalks outside the school grounds. Apparently, that school's security guard recorded me each time the comics were found on any of those benches. One night, he saw me place a comic on one of the benches and followed me to my truck, photographed my license plate, and reported the quote-unquote crime to that municipality's police. One of their policemen called and wanted to talk to me at my home. At that point, I retained an attorney who sent that policeman a letter, copy enclosed. By then, I was on the radar screen of law enforcement in 2 jurisdictions, so I switched to a 3rd that is not far from where I live. That high school also has 3 benches outside of school property, where I have been placing manila envelopes with a White Will comic and a flyer with a write-up about the problems of illegal immigration. Also included in each envelope are copies of articles from Dr. Kevin McDonald's Occidental Observer and Dr. Greg Johnson's Countercurrents that discuss the Jewish question. I leave these envelopes on these 3 benches twice a week at night, meaning 6 White Will comics per week. I am careful not to enter the school's premises. I have learned through trial and error what I can get away with and what I cannot, and have had no trouble from law enforcement since. Very truly yours, R.B., Arizona. Close quote. Then Chairman Williams responded, "Your explanation is instructive, considering that ubiquitous security cameras are practically everywhere now. But your careful activism is protected by the First Amendment, Your persistence and creativity is getting the word out. The local cops claim that they can do nothing about feds moving invasive non-white illegals into formerly white neighborhoods while issuing a no trespass order to you for placing comic books near a high school a block from where federal goons have leased a hotel and packed it with the illegal immigrants is hypocritical. They know who you are. But so what? Our material is defensible. And now that you are lawyered up, you are freed from that likely illegal one-year no trespass order to place White Will comics near that Scottsdale High School. Thank you for what you do, RB. I'll publish part of the letter your attorney wrote to that cop who wanted to come to your home to talk to you for other activists to learn from and ponder. Begin letter. Dear Detective X, be advised that I represent RB regarding an unknown allegation or situation which you contacted him and requested to talk to him about. He has, through me, invoked his Fifth Amendment right and does not wish to speak with you or any other law enforcement agent. As I am sure you are aware, under the Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution and applicable court proceedings, no person is required to offer testimony when he has reasonable cause to apprehend danger from a direct answer, even when the person is entirely innocent and has committed no crime. Indeed, the Supreme Court of the United States has emphasized that one of the Fifth Amendment's basic functions is to protect an innocent man who otherwise might be ensnared by ambiguous circumstances. The court held that even truthful responses of an innocent witness may provide the government with evidence that could be used against the witness. Our client wishes to exercise his Fifth Amendment rights and does not want to speak to any law enforcement agency regarding the alleged incident without my presence. If you still wish to speak to my client, please contact my office and an interview may be arranged. End of letter. RB handled the incidents by himself without contacting the Alliance's national office because he is smart and experienced, and knowing he was in the right, he held his ground. For his exemplary activism, RB will be honored with and mailed the gold Life Rune lapel pin. He may have downloaded and referred to the Alliance's single-page document, "Our Right to Distribute Literature is Guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution," available at natall.com/flyers. Every Alliance member and supporter who distributes our material is encouraged to read, comprehend, and print Our Right and carry it on his person when distributing our stickers, flyers, or literature. As long as the Fifth Amendment is still in force, use it or lose it. On archive.org, there is a video of my old, now departed friend Tom Metzger being confronted by two FBI special agents back in 2008. It's both illuminating and entertaining as the questioning duo had to give up and leave Tom alone after he repeatedly told them the five words, "I have nothing to say." You can find it under that very title at archive.org. In the next section of this broadcast, also excerpted from our February bulletin, we read this introduction to a piece by Russian National Alliance member Wolf Stoner, also written by Chairman Williams. I discovered this heartening comment on our whitebiocentrism.com forum, written by Wolf Stoner more than 4 years ago. To me, it is also historic, as Wolf has been such an Alliance asset since he joined as a member shortly after writing this. He tells everyone that the National Alliance is the template for all racial nationalist organizations worldwide. Quote, I don't remember how precisely I encountered the National Vanguard website. It may have been via a link from some other site. It was more than a year ago. I saw at once that it provides much more than all other sources. The first trait that at once stands out is the much deeper scope and much wider intellectual spectrum of materials presented here. In stark contrast to almost all other sources, it is concerned mostly with eternal and long-term questions instead of current affairs. The more I read materials on this site, the more I was amazed by how identical it was to my own vision. Rejection of Christianity. The need for a new religion, which should be based on knowledge instead of murky revelations. Creating the foundation for the coming of a new type of man. It was all starkly different from everything I had seen previously. Articles by Revelo Oliver have a special place. He dealt with the root causes of all European troubles. I enjoyed reading them, and certainly the fiery broadcasts of Dr. William Pierce. I have downloaded the whole archive of his radio programs. I listen to them on my smartphone whenever I have free time. Everything he spoke about resonates deeply with me. He was right when almost all others were wrong. He is a true prophet of the white race. William Pierce is known among Russian nationalists. I first learned about him back in 2003 from one of my political associates, but didn't pay much attention to it at the time. As I said, in earlier times I was mostly unconcerned with all foreign connections. National Vanguard is the main think tank of the white race. Its purpose is to appeal to the few rather than to the many. Elaboration of the long-term agenda and how to achieve it is too important for any other approach. People dealing with current affairs should still do their work, but their task is of lesser importance. There are enough people dealing with the present day, but there are very few who deal with the distant future and eternal questions. That is why I like National Vanguard more than any other source I have found. Close quote. What Wolf Stoner said there about National Vanguard was very gratifying to me. It means I achieved my purpose. Thank you. You can receive every issue of the National Alliance Bulletin in your mailbox every month as a supporter or member of the National Alliance. You can do that by visiting natall.com/join. That's natall.com/join. Please join us. Help our work succeed. It's the right thing to do.